Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
It's the 8th Star Wars overall and the 2nd of the new series, but even the lead character, the heroic Rey played by Daisy Ridley, needs a bit of help with the complicated plot in Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
I need someone to show me my place in all this.
Well, her place is at the center of the action as one of the leaders of the resistance to the evil First Order that has subverted the Republic.
Let the past die. Kill it.
This is not going to go the way you think.
Fulfill your destiny.
And the destiny of this film, of course, is to be a tremendous hit, and it provides good, solid entertainment and some appealing new characters played by Benicio del Toro, Laura Dern, and Kelly Marie Tran. But there's a problem at the very heart of the film. Adam Driver can be a wonderful actor elsewhere, but he's miscast as Kylo Ren, who's supposed to be magnetic and potent and powerful, but comes across here as whiny, more feckless than formidable. This is still an effective and satisfying film, and the Legion of devoted fans will no doubt embrace it, especially as a farewell to the late Carrie Fisher, who has the subdued and understated role as Princess, now General, Leia, of course. 2.5 hours long, it's rated PG-13 for just the sort of battle scenes you'd expect. 3 stars for Star Wars: The Last Jedi, which leaves you waiting for the final film in this new series.